Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Hi, Vicky. I'm probably going to give you a run for your money today.
Let's go. On your mark, get set.
Oh, geez. We like to start the running out like that. Don't we? No. Okay. So I had, I have an issue. I don't even know how to start this. There was a product online that was a small trial pack. You know, you paid just the shipping, and I had purchased it. It was supposed to be like for really cheap. Like, I don't even remember what it was like. Well, it was just shipping, actually.
Right.
Well, somewhere along the line, I'd gotten this product, but it was like well after the time I had done it. So I'd forgotten all about it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden my husband seen a charge on my account for $99. Well, went to the bank and told them that that was nothing that we had done.
Right.
And then, of course, we talked to the they disputed it and they did their whole thing and sent some paperwork back. And I just received some paperwork and I could really actually see what they're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a little raspy because I'm a little ill still, but they, not COVID. It's my allergies. And
no, bless your heart.
But anyway, that product that I had received, I never agreed to having some, I don't even know what the $99 is.
Yes, ma'am.
But somewhere in the agreement, I guess, online, there was something I missed, and I have the product still, and it's never been opened, and I'm willing to send that back. I don't want anything to do with it. I feel like I was fraudulently convinced that I was only getting a small trial to try.
Right.
And somehow I signed up for some monthly thing, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, can we start by me getting your zip code so I can pull up the actual account, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. It's 48473.
And your first and last name, please?
Charlotte Fritz.
Okay, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address?
7366 Crystal Lake Drive, apartment 8, Swartz Creek, Michigan, 48473.
Okay, thank you for that information, Ms. Fritz. Give me just one moment, please, to review the account, and I'll be right back on the line, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
That is not it. Oh, there.
Okay, Ms. Fritz, I do see where you did the 14-day trial for the active formula keto. No. This is not keto. Hang on one moment.
No, it's called Calm Tincture and Active
Plant Tonics, Calm Formula and Plant Tonics, Active Formula. These are...
You know what's weird when I got it? When I finally did get it, I was like, what the hell do I use these for? I already know. I'm like,
I think these are hemp products. They're not CBD, but they're the hemp oils. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they were. Now, it looks like you paid, let me see if it's actually two. Shipping and handling charges. One was for $497. The other one was $597. That was all the way back in September.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and then it's got disputed. I went to the bank for something. Or no. Like I said, we had seen the charge on the account. We didn't know what the hell it
exactly.
Came from.
Right.
To the bank, and they told us who it was, and I said, I mean, I ordered some stuff a while ago, I said, but it was nothing for that. Like, I don't even know what that's all about. So, you know, I know you work. I don't know who you work for.
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phones for several companies.
Okay. So, basically, they suckered me into something that I didn't even realize I was getting suckered into. And here we are. So, I haven't even opened them because I really didn't know what to do with them. And then when I seen that and been dealing with that, I definitely wasn't opening them. And now that I opened my paperwork from my bank on the stuff that the dispute paperwork and all that, I went ahead and just decided to call you guys and deal with it myself.
Okay, now I do see where there is a chargeback for that $99.94. That was also back in September.
Due to dispute.
And I see where, but since then they still have, I see. Okay, that's just that one amount. Let's see. Because I see where they were able to, the $99, that's what you're talking about, was taken out of your account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, they got that. But it was $99 for the calm formula of the hemp oil, and the other one was actually $95.94. So they've been trying to collect that $95.94 since that time. Yeah, now,
yeah, like I'm gonna pay $100 for shit I don't even know what it does.
Right, exactly. I do understand that, ma'am. Let's see. Let me speak with my supervisor and see what I'm to do with this. Okay.
All right. I know it's a complicated one, so.
That's okay. Well, you warned me in the beginning of the conversation, so it is not a problem, Ms. Fritz. I appreciate your patience this morning. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. So basically, at this juncture, what you're wanting to do is have the account canceled, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. You say that's a no-brainer.
I mean, I would have loved to have tried their products, and that's what's kind of pisses me off, is that the whole advertisement of it and the whole you only pay the shipping. Like, I don't – I'm a detailed person. I still am sitting here going, where was it that it said all that?
Right.
About, you know, other amounts and stuff. I didn't see anything like that.
And according to the customer, it's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah. All that mess that no one reads.
That part. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I remember seeing that mess.
Okay. Well, your account has been canceled out, ma'am. I do have a cancellation number for you, Ms. Fritz, as well as a one-time cancellation confirmation email that's going to be sent out to whitelightninggirl@yahoo.com. You receive that within the next 24 to 48 hours, ma'am, but I can give you a cancellation number right now.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 08, C as in cancel, 14, E as in Egypt, the number 6, F as in Frank, and the number 18.
C08C14E6F18?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's pretty good, because I was behind you a couple of numbers.
Yeah, you did well.
Okay, so I still got to send this back, right?
Oh, no, ma'am. That product is yours to keep. They're not accepting anything back into the warehouse due to the COVID conditions and just for the general safety and, you know, welfare of the people who have to handle it in transit. So, no, that product is yours to keep, ma'am, both of them.
So are they, are still going to try to charge me?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Now that your account is closed, they cannot collect any more monies out of that account.
I should have just called you guys first instead of disputing it through my bank because it just caused the long, prolonged crap.
Yeah, and a lot of times the banks will call, though, if they see a charge that they don't recognize or they might see, like they may have seen a little small amount of the shipping and handling from the trial and then seen that 2 weeks later they see from the same place another. And normally banks can identify that as a trial, and they usually will advise the you know, the customer, it was a trial call, you know, call the people up. But yeah, that would have avoided probably that chargeback.
Yeah, I guess I'll eat it, but whatever.
Well, at any rate,
we're eating a lot of shit already this year. So
you better know what to say. Exactly. Too much for my plate. My plate runneth over with it.
That's right. And I hope it's runneth over with lots of blessings.
Oh, well, thank you for that, ma'am. Miss Fritz, I hope you stay safe. I see you're in my hometown. Well, not my hometown. You're in the vicinity, though.
Oh.
You're in Maryland, correct? And you're in Maryland?
I've never been there.
Wait a minute.
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, you're in Michigan. That's what it is. Schwartz Creek, Michigan. I'm from Detroit.
Okay, well, yeah, we're still neighbors.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but I moved to Maryland in, moved to Maryland in 84.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and
that's
I stayed there. It sure was, and I've been in Alabama for the last 30 years. Still haven't acclimated.
Wow, is it really hot?
It is miserably hot in the summertime. Right now, the weather's kind of fluctuating. We'll have nice days. Some days, like it was like 70 degrees Friday, and Thursday, I think, it was like in the high 60s. Then the weekend, it was like 50s. It just fluctuates, but... I mean, it's unseasonably cool here because usually, I mean, I've been here some summers when it was actually 75 degrees Christmas Day. You know.
Right.
Yeah. But we,
you probably enjoy those nice days where the ones that, well, I don't know. Have you, did you say you haven't acclimated?
Have not. No, ma'am. I'm used to, it's hot.
Right.
When it's cold, it's no snow, so. If it's going to be cold, it's going to be cold out there. Let me see some white stuff on the ground, at least.
I know, like right now it's 30 with no white stuff on the ground here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, well, you have a great day. I'm glad I called. I was like, do I call? Do I just let my bank continue with this?
No, you did the right thing, definitely, because if you hadn't, they would have probably, you know, pursued the rest of those charges.
No.
And if they were in your account, they would have, you know, secured them. So you did the right thing, definitely. And you are canceled out. Look for that one-time email. And that's just something just to substantiate that your account is, in fact, canceled out. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, Ms. Fritz, and you stay safe.
Oh, thank you. You too. I hope that you guys have an amazing Christmas no matter what.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling customer support. Ma'am, you have a wonderful day.
You too, honey.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.